Good morning. Settle it on a Tuesday. I'm Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park. We have Greg behind the glass today. No, Tom. Lot to do today. Greg will unveil the top 12 teams in college football. We are 1 week away from the official debut of the college football rankings. But Greg says enough of that. I've been doing this all year. We'll get to that at 6:35. Some fallout for Michigan, Michigan State. Are you viewing those coaches differently now? Jonathan Smith takes some heat. Heard some Spartan fans questioning whether he was invested enough in the rivalry. Sharon Moore, not all is forgiven, but has some faith been restored? And of course, a lot of Lions. Dan Campbell today on the show, 8:02, what he said yesterday at the podium. And
not just what he said.
How he appeared.
Body language.
Jumping up and down.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. John, you said you had an eventful morning.
I did. And an eventful night because I don't know, Heather, obviously your kids are much younger and you don't text them. They don't have phones. Greg, I'm not sure how you handle these types of situations, but last night, my fantasy football team moved into first place. And my league, it constitutes or is constituted of family members, and they're all 18 and younger. So it's all four of my kids, along with my niece, who's over at Grand Valley State now, and myself. So we got six members. I started off 0-2. I've ripped off six wins. And this morning, I like to text them when I get up in the morning. This morning, I was up a little bit earlier. It was about 2:30. So I text them all. And I said, hey, my app isn't working. Is there any chance you guys could update me on the standings of our league? I obviously know I'm in first place. And so when they wake up, I will get text messages, hate messages from my own children, which is hard to believe, and from my niece. At some point, they will get the joke, and they will be mad because that's the first message they will wake up to this morning. And I am giddy with the thought of them seeing that first thing in the morning. Is that wrong?
No, that's the point of being in these fantasy leagues.
That's what I thought, because they'll all be like, Dad, I don't understand. Uncle John, I don't understand why you would text me so early in the morning with that question. But yes. So as they
Your
come in,
I may
update you guys as this happens.
That'd be great. Let us know.
Yeah. I mean, the craziest thing out of that whole thing you just said was the fact that you woke up at 2:30.
Yeah, lots going on.
What?
Yeah. Lots going on. I just couldn't sleep. The mind started rolling, and it was one of those things. Do I lay here and just roll around and wake up Lisa or anybody else in the house, or do I just get up and start my day? So I decided to just get up and start my day.
John's going to have his fantasy football team in a power surge on Wednesday.
Power surge. It may be because we are hot, and there might be a shakeup. There might be some audio used on Wednesday. There might be a shakeup in the power surge. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 6:35.
Heather is right. 2:30 in the morning. You got to at least make an effort to go back to sleep. Did you try to go back to sleep?
No. Well, I mean, I did. I laid there. But it's one of those moments where your mind just starts running on everything that you have to do today. And because my Mondays are normally, hey, boom, 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 all the way until like I get home at like 7. And today, Tuesday, is normally a little bit lighter, but I've got so much to do, and my mind just kept running.
When's the burnout happen, though? Like, when do you just crash? Or can you make it all of the way?
Sometime in March.
Oh my gosh. Like, I'm tired for you. I feel tired already.
Oh, no, I'm energized. I went for a brief walk. It was a beautiful morning. I know you had rain.
What do
you
mean?
It's cold out.
No, I mean, it was like a torrential downpour. Like, I thought my house was going to roll away. Like, we had so much rain.
We didn't have any rain in Plymouth. Like, because I'm right now, also one of the things on the to-do list is clean up the leaves. We have layers upon layers upon layers of leaves. And so I got up and I was thinking, oh, because I checked the weather, it was supposed to rain. Didn't rain it here at all.
It was wild. Did you have thunder?
I slept. Not before 2:30 in the morning.
No, but this was like, it woke me up around 4, and then I couldn't go back to bed.
Oh, we didn't have any of that, no.
Wow. I thought it was going to wake the kids up. I thought everyone in the house, I thought the dogs were going to go crazy. Yeah, it was, the rain was so loud on our house. It was like,
shaking the house.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm more curious about the morning part of that. Like, we don't got no morning yet. The sun's not out.
No. Well, yeah, for some it would be Still night time.
See, some people might be wrapping up their evening at that point.
It could be. Yeah.
You're out there getting a walk.
Well, that's what I thought you were going to say about your daughter or your niece. Is like, I'm waking up at 2 and they're just getting home from the... Well, they're not old enough for the bar yet, I guess. They're too young. They're under 18.
Couple years. The two that are in college, Jess and Lucy, if they had texted me back at that time... Somebody would have been in trouble. And then follow up today on some of those is because they were at school. We were doing it on the draft there, and they had help, right? And it was from, this boy helped me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, is he a friend or is he a quote unquote friend? Mm-hmm. And so you could tell your friend they're losers.
Trash talking John Jansen, baby. Let's go.